Every 6 months, Research Company and Glacier Media ask Canadians about their perceptions on 15 countries. Our first look at this topic in 2024 shows a significant for our neighbors to the south. But first, six countries continue to elicit positive views from fewer than a third of Canadians. Venezuela, 32%, up 4 points since July 2023. China, 28%, up 8 points. Saudi Arabia, 27%, up 5 points. Iran, 16%, up 3 points. Russia, 15%, up 2 points. And North Korea, 14%, up 3 points. The biggest surprises are China and Saudi Arabia, which have risen markedly in the past 6 months. Age is a key factor. Few Canadians aged 55 and over regard China and Saudi Arabia favorably, 14% and 19%, respectively. The numbers are far superior for each country among Canadians aged 18 to 34, 43% and 45%, respectively. For China, the current rating of 28% represents a 9-point increase from the all-time low of 19% in December 2020. Perceptions on China are currently best in Saskatchewan and Manitoba, 33%, followed by Quebec, 31%, Atlantic Canada, 29%, BC, 29%, Alberta, 25%, and Ontario, 22%. India remains an outlier. This month, 37% of Canadians, down 2 points, hold a positive opinion of this country. Some may have expected India's ranking to drop dramatically following the killing of Canadian citizen Hardeep Singh Nijjar, but the numbers are not that different from where they were before the diplomatic dispute. This month, more Canadians have positive views of two countries, South Korea, 61%, up 3 points, and Mexico, 54%, up 7 points. Canada's G7 partners in the European Union retain their positions. More than two-thirds of Canadians hold favorable views of Italy, 72%, Germany, 69%, and France, 69%. The rating remains superior for two other members, the United Kingdom, 76%, and Japan, 73%. Our views on the United States deserve a deeper dive. Nearly two-thirds of Canadians, 64%, hold positive views of the country, up 10 points since July 2023. This represents a major shift from our July 2020 survey when, in the middle of a presidential campaign and with significant differences in the way COVID-19 was being managed, only 32% of Canadians held a favorable opinion of the U.S. An analysis of specific demographics shows just how much the perceptions of Canadians are driven by whoever occupies the White House. In July 2020, with Donald Trump in office, about a third of Canadians aged 18 to 34, 35%, aged 35 to 54, 32%, and aged 55 and over, 32%, held favorable views of the country. This month, with Joe Biden as president, the proportions are 59% for the youngest adults, 62% for the middle demographic and 71% for the oldest one. The fluctuations are also severe when we look at political allegiance. Favorable views of the U.S. among Conservative Party voters rose from 47% in July 2020 to 77% now. The change is also evident among Liberal Party voters, from 30% to 70%, and New Democratic Party voters, from 24% to 57%. Canadians appear to be not as upset with China and Russia as they have been in the past, and significantly fonder of the United States. It will be interesting to see how these numbers move in the next 6 months. The 2024 U.S. presidential campaign will probably feature the same contenders as the 2020 edition. Back then, lockouts and work-from-home guidelines made it almost impossible for Canadians to avoid the spectacle. This year may find us focused on other things and not necessarily inside our homes. Mario Canseco is president of Research Company. Results are based on an online study conducted from January 29-31, 2024, among 1,000 adults in Canada. The data has been statistically weighted according to Canadian census figures for age, gender and region. The margin of error is plus or minus 3.1 percentage points, 19 times out of 20.